Hydration and antioxidants to fight fatigue. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life. The news on Kumbon Radio is brought to you by Fit Sports Drink. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life.
Kumbon with Kumbon Radio News. Kumbon at 6:30 hours.
12:45.
And at 18:15, Kumbon Radio 94.9. It's Kumbon. Hakuna Kulala.
The headlines on Kumbon Radio.
Mufulila's Amiwewe residents have bemoan increased their crime rate. Kapilimponchi DC saddened by the growing number of child and farming cases. And in Africa news, two Ghanaian ministers die in helicopter crash along with six others. Good afternoon. It is a Thursday, the 7th of August, 2025. And to present the 12:45 main news, my name is Sylvester Kaumba. Some residents of our Miwewe community in Mufulila district have expressed a concern over the rising cases of theft in the area involving young men. Pearson Mapulanga, a resident, has attributed the increase in theft to high unemployment levels, stating that many young men have nothing to keep them busy. Mr. Mapulanga has a further call on the government to address the plight of young men, not only in Miwewe, but across the country, by creating small job opportunities that can keep them busy. But another resident, Christopher Musangwa, has blamed the rise in theft cases on substance abuse among young men. Mr. Musangwa has since called on the Drug Enforcement Commission, DEC, to introduce stiffer punishments for offenders and to stop releasing them too easily, saying this is one of the reasons they keep going back to crime. Kamimbiawad in Luano district of Amakushi South constituency is set to benefit from a new reconstructed mortuary, bringing relief to residents who have long struggled with access to proper body storage facilities. Area Councillor Romeo Msonda has expressed a gratitude to the government for completing the project. Mr. Msonda said the absence of a mortuary had forced families to either transport the deceased to Masansa or bury their loved ones quickly due to lack of storage options. He explained that the newly built facility will serve not only Kamimbia residents but also those in surrounding areas, easing the burden during funerals and improving dignity in mourning. Councillor Msonda further stated that the community is eagerly waiting for the official commissioning of the mortuary so that it can begin providing essential services. Munkolo Ward 15 Councillor Ivan Sakariko says a borehole has been drilled at Munkolo School in Linda Township over Lusaka's Akanyama constituency to address the water challenges. Speaking in an interview with Kumbon Radio News, Mr. Kaliko says the school has been struggling with water crisis for a long time and the drilling of a borehole is a positive step towards addressing the water challenges. He says that the efforts to improve access to clean water will have a significant impact on the community, particularly the pupils and the staff at the school. The civic leader says that with the reliable water source, pupils will be more likely to attend the school regularly and improving their educational outcomes.
According to our own agenda, we want to put as many as we can across the board. And there are other boreholes that are not in operation. They are just there, but they are broken down. So we've taken it upon ourselves to ensure that we repair all of them. Then my part as a leader, it's up to them also to ensure that they take care of this facility. Okay. We'll make sure that we resolve whatever is there.
Now, Kapirimponshi District Commissioner Francis Hasalama is saddened by the growing number of child defilement cases being recorded in the district. Mr. Hasalama says his office is disturbed that those mandated to deal with such GBV cases are most often compromised because of incidents where perpetrators have financial muscle. He indicated that it is sad that some law enforcers are nowadays not playing their role accordingly, because when the case comes, its ending usually goes quiet under the carpet. He also emphasized on the need for the public to be informed about such critical matters, especially on defilement. The DC was speaking when he officiated at a workshop on anti-GBV tax force follow-up for 2025.
There is a case that is running. Last week, children are almost molested in such a way that their minds are not at peace. The first one who started was the mother. The mother had a child who the husband was molested. And there was such heavy threat. If you mention this case, I'll kill you, or I'll shamble for you. He was using hemoptomatic skin, which he made into a shamble, and was doing it. This idea of compromising issues with people who have done it because he's your friend, not because he's you work with, or because he has got money, it hurts you.
And a planned Parenthood Association of Zambia, PPAZJOICFP project manager, Alice Sinyinza from the Ndora office, shared the achievements scored so far within the 3 years of the organization's project. Mrs. Sinyinza cited the safer spaces which have been constructed in Lukomba, Mutaba and Lwanshimba.
And those are the listed stakeholders who participated in the TOT training. The health staff, traditional leaders, police, community health volunteers, peer educators, community neighborhood health committees, and the marriage counselors. On this same output, we gave ourselves the task to develop communication strategies and tools. These were meant to enforce or to reinforce the communication strategy and to amplify the type of information that is being shared in the community. So the information was based on gender-based prevention and support for behavior change.
We now break for a set of our commercials, and when we come back, join us for the rest of the news.
Every 20 seconds, someone wins. In the MTN at 20 Thank You Zambia promo, we're giving away over 10 million kwacha worth of prizes. Daily prizes include data or minutes, cash via Momo, phones, laptops, MiFis, 20,000 kwacha cash every month, and a fully paid weekend getaway for two to Dubai. But guess what? There's more. There's a grand prize of 1 million kwacha to be shared between two lucky winners. You could be a winner in the next 20 seconds. Just buy airtime, minutes, or data bundles and pay with Momo for a chance to win. Dial *117# or *115# to buy a bundle. Terms and conditions apply. MTN, everywhere you go. The business rates are brought to you by Bongo Bongo, Zambia's casino. The thrill of fun, the joy of winning.
Zambia, it's Bongo Bongo Boss Level Up time. Deposit just 10 kwacha, get free bets, cash back, even Bongo Bongo gear.
Your phone, your vibe, your Bongo Bongo moment.
It's not lag, it's Bongo Bongo.
18 plus, bet responsibly. Terms and conditions apply. current business rates on Combo.